with the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington. From the farmer and rancher to the butcher and all the way down to the consumer, the last month has been some of the craziest in the beef and pork industry. As we told you many weeks ago, some farmers were forced to kill off some of their hogs as meat processing slowed down. Beef ranchers also were affected by meat processing slowdowns, and the price of hamburger went through the roof. And yes, your local butcher was affected too. Lindsay Fulton Locken, the owner of Blondie's Butcher Shop, on Cattleman's Call says she's been running full speed ahead trying to keep up with demand and is a little amazed at how the coronavirus affected her customers.
To me, and maybe it's just because, you know, I grew up with grandparents that were very educational about World War II and the Depression. And, you know, so I've kind of become this food hoarder, and just by nature, I've always been that way. How many people live day to day by either a food service, whether it be a restaurant, a grocery store, you know, and they don't have anything in their freezer. So I think that's been a huge learning curve for me, and how many people were so codependent on, you know, just being able to go somewhere and pick one thing up.
She says being a bridge between producers and consumers has been challenging since COVID-19 became an issue, but it's also had its rewards. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, head to aginfo.net.